The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, you're listening to the My Reality Says podcast, brought to you by My Therapist Says. We're here to discuss everything pop culture, influencers, blind gossip, and of course, reality TV. We put the tea in reality.
Welcome to the My Reality Says podcast, our first
in-studio
episode.
We're so excited. Nicole's finally visiting me so we can record together.
I came all the way from Amsterdam to Miami for this episode, so it's going to be a good one.
We have so much to talk about. Really excited to get into Love is Blind.
Yes.
That journey has finally ended.
Oh my God. That was a ride. Like, all of these people are like mildly insane.
Yes. I'm honestly on that Alexa energy.
Oh, yes. She's a queen. Brennan, oh my God.
He's so sweet.
The way he was like shutting people down at the reunion, like, he was like
standing
up for the woman.
Everybody,
like giving them handkerchiefs. I was like,
he's a gentleman.
King energy.
Yeah, he really knows how to treat a woman. And I feel like he was like visibly upset by how mistreated the ladies were by the other guys.
Yeah.
Which is like so cute.
So sweet. I love everything they have going on. But let's get into the weddings.
Yes.
So let's start with Bartice and Nancy.
Okay, first of all, I 100% felt like he was going to say no to her.
Yeah. Oh, no, I saw that coming a mile away. And I'm so glad he did, because
she wouldn't. And that would have been a mistake.
Yeah, that would have just been a disaster. What I was so shocked about is, like, her still, like, holding his hand afterwards, like, pretending like nothing just happened. Like, she was still so delusional about it.
She's so delusional. She's so obsessed with him. And he's, like, a horrible person. He was horrible to her.
I'm like, have a backbone. Like, what are you doing?
Stand up for yourself. Yeah. Have some, like, dignity. Like, I don't get it. Her brother had all the right energy.
I know.
And like, her whole family.
Her whole family was amazing. And then he has the audacity to start yelling at her family. And then she's
like defending him.
She's defending him and not her family. I'm like, what are you doing, girl? This guy just like made a fool out of you, basically.
Yeah.
And you're still sticking with him? Like, what is happening here?
Are we watching the same guy? Honestly, I'm not even gonna discuss the little hairstyle he showed up with to the reunion.
Oh my God.
I had to pause and I had to be like, for real? Is this happening?
Like some weird genie hairstyle. Like, I cannot.
And this man thinks he's so attractive.
He's like maybe a two. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, it would be a no for me. But like, it's insane to me that his confidence, and yet he's able to like take away Nancy's confidence. And it's just very sad to me that she was giving him that like power.
Yeah. No, he's the worst. And I also feel like he didn't get enough slack at the reunion. Like, everybody was just talking about Cole. And
everybody jumped
like,
on the Cole train.
You need to, like, let's talk about Bartice. Let's talk about how he's also an asshole.
He's a villain. He's actually way worse than Cole. Cole had some redeeming moments. Yeah. Bartice didn't at all, ever.
No, and especially after the episode, like, you kind of had a little, after the reunion.
We'll discuss.
The cutie gates, we're going to get into that whole situation. We have a lot of thoughts about that. But yeah, I'm just like so happy that Bartice is not ruining Nancy's life. I hope she gets a backbone and some self-confidence. And
she was still crying and looking at him at the reunion.
Yeah.
Like, she was just like so visibly upset. She couldn't even talk about it. Like, she was like breaking down. And I'm like, girl, you only cry this much if you care about someone. And that's the most heartbreaking part. I'm like, how can you care about this person? He's horrible.
He said that he's not attracted to you. Like, I don't know how you can still...
He called her ugly in like 20 different ways.
Yeah.
Like, how much can you take?
She, I guess, likes being a punching bag for him. I don't know.
No, I wish she would get, like, a backbone and, like, a strong friend or someone who'd be like, girl, snap the fuck out of it.
But it's like, even her family's like,
they try.
Snap out. Like, what are you doing here? And she's like, but maybe Bartice, like, she was calling him babe and holding his hand. Yeah, and like, I was like, no.
That's not it.
Mm, don't touch babe. That man.
Mm. He does not care about you at all. Let's be honest.
The worst. And then after that, we had Cole and Znab's wedding.
Okay.
And I was a shit show. Actually shocked by that. I didn't expect her, because it seemed like going into it, she was going to say yes.
She went to town on him. Like, she, like, ripped into him so hard. It came out of the blue. And you're just like, whoa, you were waiting. You were saving it all for the wedding to, like, do it like this. Like, it seemed so mean.
I feel like she should have said something.
I think she was planning it. And, like, it was, like, so weird when her friends started clapping. And somebody called it the ghetto clap. And I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Like, it was rude. He was in tears. Like,
yeah, no, I felt really bad for him. My favorite was what's the name of that person? The preacher?
Pastor?
The pastor who's like, I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah, like, it didn't make sense. Like, I feel like he would have said yes to her, which was, like, you know, not the right decision. I don't think they would have made it. Like, they're both so terribly mismatched that, like, they don't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, they bring out the worst in each other.
They're so bad for each other. Like, she needs someone who's going to reassure her.
Type A, reassuring.
She's, like, so insecure. She needs, I think, what I've gained from all of this is that she really needs, like, professional help. Like,
I would advise some therapy.
The way her insecurities managed to twist things that people say. In her mind.
Yeah.
And then, like, her lack of remorse afterwards.
Like, she's still backing it up. Yeah. Like, she's like, it's like we all watched the cut cutie scene together. We've all seen it. The whole world, the internet agrees that he didn't do anything wrong. He wasn't being, like, at all fat shaming or anything. He was literally just like, oh, like, why did you only eat a banana? I offered to share my Pokeball.
He offered a Pokeball. Yeah. He was like,
why didn't you eat anything? That was on her. That was her perception. That was her choices.
Yeah, no.
And she still didn't see it. She's like, I'm sorry you didn't feel my pain. I'm sorry you didn't feel, like honestly,
allowed to be triggered by something, but you're not allowed to, like, take it out on somebody else.
I wish you would admit
the issue. If she said something to him in that moment and was like, hey, like, this bothered me. Maybe you're not meaning it this way, but I'm triggered because of, like, my body issues.
I think.
And then they could have, like, come to an understanding that maybe he didn't mean that, and he
just has a way with words that don't really, like, work for her.
Yeah.
Like, in the pods, she came across as so confident, so bubbly, so fun, and, like, you know, she's, like, catfished with her personality.
Yeah.
Like, that was not,
like,
the same
whole
person.
180
you know, one of those girls, like, stereotypically guys always say, oh, this girl's so crazy, she switched up on me, she changed her personality completely.
Yeah.
She did, like, the whole how to lose a guy in 10 days. Yeah. In, like, 10 days, actually. Like, it was insane.
So patronizing.
Yeah, like, she negative. Was naggy.
I get it. He was, like,
messy,
really messy and whatever. But, like, there's a way to do it where you're not,
like, you
not,
can be playful.
Like,
you can be nice. Yeah. You can be encouraging. Like, with your partner, you should never be, like, a mom role.
Yeah.
You should, like, you know, kind of encourage him to be to fix things, like, in a positive way. Like, positive reinforcement. It works for children and dogs and, like, everyone.
Yeah.
Like, you don't sit there and, like, make fun of him and do petty little passive-aggressive insecure comments. Like, it just makes her seem like such an unlikable person. Like, who wants to be around that?
And then, like, it's not like she was, like, perfect. Like, she had her own messiness.
She had so many issues. I like that. Yeah, he's like, oh, you leave all the towels, like, in the bathtub. And she's like, yeah, but they're my towels. I'm like, what do you mean?
Like, that's still being a little messy.
Super messy, but she's like, if it's me, it's okay. If it's you, it's not okay. Like,
also,
it didn't,
like,
make sense.
When he was trying to cook for her and she was, like, freaking out at him, it's like he's trying to do something cute. Like,
yeah, clearly he does not know what he's doing. Understandable. Who hasn't had a guy try to cook for him? Like, it never is, like, a gourmet meal. Like, you accept it.
Yeah,
you're like, thanks for the effort. Like,
or, like, you can, like, help him, but don't feel like insulting him while he's doing it. You know, you could be like, let's add, like, a little bit of this, like, and make it fun. But she's just like, you know, this is white. Imagine bland chicken.
Every time, like, you try to do something for someone, yeah, they would like talk down to you about it and like insult you and be so rude and condescending.
Yeah. And this is not to say that Cole was is perfect. A saint, like, because, you know, he said a lot of horrible things, too.
Horrible
and
things.
And that's why I think they're just, like, so horrible for each other. They're none of them are, like, meant for each other. There was no chemistry. No. They bring
there
up
was
the
no
worst.
Attraction. There was no personality compatibility.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense. And, I mean, I understand that she basically unraveled and probably lost her shit ever since he started the whole, oh, Colleen is a 10, you are 9, which is not going to make anyone feel good. Like, that's going to make everyone insecure. But she just, like, went, like, 0 to 100 so quickly.
Like, I don't know where that came
and
from.
And it clearly comes from some sort of deeper issue that she has had from before. Like, she can't just, like, turn like that overnight. So he clearly unlocked that, like, problem in her. And, like, with his comments, which were not cool, and nobody should ever make those kind of comments.
Yeah.
But I really don't think he was ever talking about her body like that.
I really feel for her, though, because, like, I feel she doesn't have, like, a support system. You know, she doesn't have her parents. And I feel like her insecurities spiral in the worst way because of that. Like, she doesn't have someone to talk things
makes me
out
sad,
with, you know?
Honestly. Yeah. It's all sad energy. And she looks so beautiful at the reunion. And it's like she was still doubling down. And then Alexa was like blindly taking her side. And I'm like, did you all watch this scene? Because you didn't.
Yeah. I mean,
this was not it.
Alexa is saying that there's some stuff that we haven't seen.
But then, I thought you meant the cutie scene.
Yeah. Well, Alexa went on her stories and she said there's some other stuff that like Zainab was like, continuously telling us while filming was going
on. At this point, I don't believe a word she says.
Yeah.
I feel like
she's lost her credibility.
Like her representation of what's happening, I think, is very different from what actually happens, because from her point of view, everything is so heated and so intense and so like negative.
Yeah,
like when he would be like, the sky is blue, and she'd be like, oh my god, he said I'm ugly in this life. Like
yeah, no, she, the way she turns things around, like,
it's a little unhinged.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
some stories were created there, but I do hope she gets help. I don't think she's ready to date.
No, I feel like there's a reason why she's still single, maybe, because she's a full package. She's beautiful. She's successful. I don't think, like, she should be single. If the girl in the pods would not be still single, is my issue. Yeah. Like, is my point. Like, the real Zainab,
she
is not.
She changed her whole personality and just, like, brought.
And now she's doubling
worst.
Down on it.
Yeah.
And, like, she sticks, still
her
sticking to it.
Her statement was so, like, passive-aggressive.
It was just like, the same, as problematic as everything else she's ever said.
Yeah. I'm sorry that you feel this way about me. Like,
I'm just like, okay, like, cry me a river. Like, this is not, like, get some help. Honestly, I can't even talk about her anymore. She makes me upset.
No, she makes me sad.
That was such a sad, negative reaction to her.
Yeah. Like she could have had some ounce of accountability where she's like, okay, I see how this triggered me and like, I took it the wrong way. That's like, what she should have said.
I understand how it could have triggered someone with like an eating issue.
And because he did say some things prior that were like about her appearance. So it compounded. But
she didn't even like apologize.
In that specific scenario, he did nothing wrong.
And he was so like actually mature to apologize and like cry and be like, oh my God, I take ownership. Like, I'm so sorry. I did not know I was hurting you. Because he's like immature and stupid. And he's like, oh my God, I say stupid shit. I didn't realize it affects you.
Yeah. And the way she was making kind of like everyone team up on him was not cute.
It was not cute. And I think Bartiz deserved that like flack way more than Cole.
Yeah. I don't know why, like, nobody really discussed anything he said at the reunion.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't even, like, consider him, like, a cast member.
He was just, like, sitting there, and then...
That's because, you know why? Because Nancy didn't call him out either.
Yeah.
She was sitting there,
she's
going in on Cole.
Into him,
yeah,
I think.
And she never, like, called him out. She never, like, said... She should have given that Zainab energy to him.
Well, the one time she was, like... getting mad at him was about like something that he did after the show, being like, oh, I saw in your story that
you were
with
a girl, the next
blonde
day.
Girl on
the
a boat
next day. Like,
but okay, to be fair, it's like he said that he wasn't into her. He's allowed
like,
to
what
do whatever
think? He's not cheating, he broke up with you.
He's allowed to do whatever
he
wants.
Clearly had this girl lined up before.
Yeah, so
like she was so upset about it, as if like her husband cheated on her, and I'm like, girl, he like didn't want you.
Let's divert this energy to stuff he actually said to you on the show and like how horrible he was, because that needs to be addressed.
That was the worst things I've ever heard, like literally anyone say to anyone.
Yeah, and he just continuously did it. Like every day he would be like, yeah, I'm not interested in her. You're not the hot one here. Raven is. And
my favorite part is why he keeps calling himself the hottest person in the room. No,
like
I'm like, have you owned a mirror?
Have you seen his friends? That's why he probably thinks he's the hottest person in the room.
Like, let's be honest here. If we're going to talk about looks and we're going to be bitchy about it, we're going to call it as it is. And he's not the best looking person in that room. He brought nothing to the table. He's not successful. He's not anything.
His age really showed. He's really showed. So immature.
He's like an immature 25.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he brought nothing to the table. And yet he had the balls to treat Nancy like that. But you know what? You get treated the way you ask for. Like, the way you allow. And she allowed that kind of disrespect. She, like, basically encouraged it because she never called him out. She never gave him a hard time. She would just
look at him while he was, like, tearing her apart and then be like,
okay, I love you, babe.
Maybe things can work out between me and Bartiz.
We're so happy. Like, we really come, a long way.
Yeah, I think we're making some progress. No, you're not. He's just,
did
like,
did you have a lobotomy?
Tearing you down every single day. I don't understand.
It's, like, a next level delusion, honestly. It, like, upsets me. I wanted to give her a hug and slap her at the same time. Yeah. I'm like, snap out of it.
Like, even her family were like, girl, it's so frustrating. What are you doing? This guy's a punk.
She's super frustrating. And her and Zainab are frustrating in such different ways.
Yeah, because, like, Nancy, it's like you want her to, like, see the light about him. And
Zainab, you want her to see the light about herself.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, be real, girl.
Yeah.
Another red flag couple was definitely Colleen and Matt.
Oh, my God. He just gives me all the worst energy. And at the reunion, I'm actually, scared for her. Mm-hmm. The way that she was asked, people were asking her questions, and she would look at him every time for an answer, and it would just be like
terrified.
It would just be like simple questions, like, "How are you guys doing right now?" She's like, and the way he was like sitting behind her,
he was like towering over her, like
it looked like he had like a gun to her back, basically, and she was just like had this like scared hostage energy. Yeah, she was like shifty eyes, like sad smile. Like,
I'm not an expert on domestic abuse of any kind,
but that body language,
that was giving red flag, red flag, red flag. Like, everyone, even on Twitter, like, everyone was talking about it. Everyone was tweeting like, girl, blink twice if you need help.
Yeah,
like, she looked genuinely terrified the whole time. You don't look like a happy newlywed. You look like you're terrified for your life. Like, if you say one word, he's gonna like lose his shit.
And that's why I'm like thinking, do we think that plays into why they don't live together right now?
I mean, because I like, would she's live with probably witnesses. Like
scared that, you know, something's gonna escalate. He's gonna get mad one night because she's out with her friends.
Listen, or something, if this turns into a true crime podcast,
I need Colleen's friends to do like wellness checks on her. Like,
I don't think she wants to be alone with him. Like, I wouldn't.
Yeah, no, he scares me.
Like, I mean, we're all like, it's obviously all conjecture. It's all like, you know, we're projecting like what we see. Like, there's no actual evidence for any of this.
Yeah, of course.
But it just looks strange. Like, they're acting weird.
Yeah.
If my friend was acting like that, I'd be like, are you okay?
And what scares me also, on top of like the body language and his actions, is how his friends and his family are all like, he's like gets really scary. He has a temper. And then even like the day of the wedding, his friend was like, I really don't think he's like ready to be married.
Yeah, like what does he do? Why do his friends and family think he's like the scary person?
These are the people that are supposed to be the most excited for you to get married, and they're
his mom looks scared of him. Yeah. Like, it's scary, all of it.
Honestly, I was kind of shook. I thought she was really gonna say no. Because even a couple episodes before when they had that like fight at the dinner table, and he's like, say it, and she was
clearly that didn't work out well for her.
She was like, no, like, I'm not into you right now.
Like, no,
I'm not,
she was like, I don't think love is everything. Yeah, it's like, I love you, but this ain't it.
Yeah,
and I just feel like these girls are so good at deluding themselves to be like, oh my god, it's my soulmate.
They're gonna wake up one day and be like, fuck, what did I do?
I feel like a lot of we as women in general close our eyes to a lot of red flags. Like, it's like a common thing that women do. And I mean, like, all people, men too. It, like, really depends on, like, if you're, like, really into someone, if you're really attracted to someone, or you have an idea in your head about someone, you really just, like, close your eyes to all these red flags.
Yeah.
And I just feel like she, like, completely disregarded everything and was like, hey, guys, you know what? He's my future husband. He's my soulmate. He's my person.
She had blinders on. Yeah. For sure.
And, like, eventually, I feel like people close to her will try to extricate her from that situation because he just seems like a lot.
Yeah, no, he,
like, he doesn't have to beat her to be scary.
Reactive, yeah. Like, every, like, little and he, like, twists things, yeah, too. Like, I don't know,
I wouldn't be able to, like, be around a person like that.
It's so funny because in the very beginning I was like, oh my god, they have, like,
so cute, such a, right?
I was like, they're gonna be so perfect for each other.
I was,
they're
so both, team, like, Matt.
Yeah, I wish we could replay our first episode. No, where we were, I, like,
you know what? Everyone was telling me too. I was like, I love Matt. And people are like, what are you talking about? He's like red flags. I'm like, I don't understand. He's so sweet. He was just been hurt, like, blah, blah, blah. And then all this shit comes out where he's like, I've never gone past second date, blah, blah, blah. I'm a player. And I'm like, he's like, I don't love anyone. I'm like, what is going on?
Or when he, like, flipped at her when she just said she was going out with her friends, like, that's red
and
flag.
Like, he was supposed to meet her and then he forgot about it. Like, when you're drunk and that angry, it's kind of weird.
That's,
it's
a dangerous recipe for disaster, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I guess stay tuned and see what happens with that one. I don't feel like that's
I'm, like,
last.
Looking on her social media, like, are there signs that she's okay? Like,
like, are you fine? And then, like, you know, he's like, she's the most hardworking person I know. Like, she has three jobs. And I'm like, why are you watching her have three jobs? What are your jobs?
Yeah.
Why aren't you helping her? She's your wife. Why does she need to work three jobs? And, like, you live in Texas. You don't live in New York. Yeah. Like, what is this cost of living?
Where is this money going?
She lives with three roommates. What does she need all this money for?
I'm so confused.
Literally, everyone's like, they live in Texas. Like, it's not that expensive. Yeah. She doesn't need to work that hard.
I'm very confused by that.
Like, if my husband was watching me work that hard all day and was just like, okay, honey, like, go to work. I'll make you dinner.
My one job.
Yeah. I'd be like, okay, like, tell me to quit. I'm ready.
Let's talk about your three jobs.
Seriously. Like, I mean, that's like a me issue, but, like, that wouldn't be okay for me.
No, I agree.
Like, I just feel like she quits
a lot.
I think
we're on the exact same page there.
Yeah, I mean, some listeners might disagree because, you know, feminism. But still, like, I don't feel like it's feminism to work three jobs while your husband is, like, I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah. No, I just think, like, he should be bringing the same thing to the table. Like,
if not more.
Yeah.
Like, it's a partnership. Doesn't seem like it's a partnership at this point.
Yeah, 100%.
So, Alexa
and Brennan, the cutest ever.
I love them. Okay. I did not see it going so well.
Yeah, I thought, like, they were going to say yes to each other, but I thought that, like, during the reunion, mm-hmm. they'd come back and be like, you know, things aren't great or something, like...
But they're really trying.
No, he's so cute.
They're,
like,
super in love.
I'm obsessed with them.
I love them together. They're giving, like, the Lauren Cameron energy.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I love that. Like, he does everything for her. He's such a, like, you know, gentleman. And she's learning about herself as a woman.
Yeah, she's,
and,
like opening, opening up more because mm-hmm. I feel like she was kind of, like, closed off a little bit. And he, like, brings out the best in her. And she's, like... ready for love. And
they're like a real partnership. Yeah. They seem to be actual best friends. And they, like, you know, discuss everything. And, like, they're on the same wavelength. And it's just, like, they're both, like, really embracing each other.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I feel like Alexa's family was, like, surprised that she was, like, so in love with someone. Like, her dad was like, really? You're going to say yes?
Because she's, like, I guess never has been, she said. And then now, like, you know, he, like, kind of, like, broke down all her walls.
Yeah.
And, like, it was really sweet. And, like, the way he's with her is just, like, super protective
so
and
cute.
Sweet. And, like, I just love it. It just seems like he loves her for her.
Yeah. And, like, the glow up that he had, like, the way she dressed him for the reunion.
She did dress him nice.
So nice.
He did look really good.
And, like, I don't know. They just look so good together.
It was so cute. She just changed her Instagram name to, like, Mrs. Alexa Lemieux.
Yeah.
It was cute.
Very cute. One thing I didn't realize, mm-hmm. Which I found out when I saw the Zainab post, mm-hmm. is that all of these weddings mm-hmm. happen at the same time as around the same time as the last season of Love Is Blind. So all of these people have been married for so long now, and they haven't been able to, like,
talk
say anything.
Oh
so
God.
Like that's like. What, like 2 years?
I thought it was when the other season was premiering, right? That's when it was. Or was it filming?
I think it was when it was, they filmed like back to back, because of COVID or something.
That's crazy.
And yeah, and that's why Zainab said in her post, like, Deep D's wedding was like a week before mine. Yeah. How would I have known what happened during? Because people were saying that
she's trying to be the new Deep D.
Yeah. Which I actually made that comment also. Yeah. But I, if she didn't, if know. They were like at the same time, she wouldn't have known.
It hasn't aired yet.
Yeah. So, but anyways, it's just crazy that they've been married for so long and they haven't like been able to post anything or
change your name. Like, it's just like crazy.
Tell a lot of people, like, I wonder what the rules are. Like, are you allowed to tell, like, how many people are you allowed to tell, like, outside of your,
I think we,
like,
need to interview someone from there and find out.
Yeah.
Because I'm very curious what the rules are.
I, like, couldn't keep it a secret that long. I would be like, okay, I'm breaking this contract. Like,
yeah. I need to post a wedding selfie. Yeah. It's true. I feel like, and then there's all these other couples that don't get aired. So, like, it's interesting. Yeah. Imagine doing this whole experiment and coming out of it, like, not being shown ever.
I would be so insulted. Like, my love story is too boring.
Not attractive enough for people.
Oh, God. But then, like, maybe relieved. Cause
honestly, they would be smart if they filmed everything, but then they kind of released them, like, later and, like, in between seasons. Like, as in, like, a bonus.
Like a bonus episode. Yeah. Oh, my God. That would be so good.
Like, I'm glad they started doing the reunions.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Because it really does annoy me, though. Like, you kind of get to know people at the beginning, and then you're like, wait, I'm excited to learn about this person's story. Right. And then they just, like, cut off forever.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we don't care about
people. It's like, either don't show them at all, almost, or, like...
Yeah. I mean, they don't show everyone. They really only show the couples that they're going to focus on a couple other people.
Yeah, they show some people, like, in the pods.
Yeah, and in the parties, when they have, like, events or whatever, all these random people show up, and they're like, oh, they're from the pods. Yeah. I'm like, we've never seen them.
I mean, we couldn't forget Andrew and his whole, eye drops situation. Listen, but
it was a vibe. I mean, I feel like Nancy would have been better off with him for sure over this clown.
Oh my God, when they were talking, I was like, wait, they could actually work.
No, I feel like she's just not attracted to him. She has like a very specific idea in her mind. Yeah. And Bartiz was it.
Yeah. I don't know why.
She could do so much better. Who else are we forgetting? Oh, Raven and SK.
Oh my God, I'm so here for it that they're like that they're actually dating. Working at it.
It's so cute that she's actually going to visit him and like doing the whole long distance thing. And like, yeah, you know, dating for them is the right move. And like, eventually they will probably get married if it works out. And her family will probably attend that wedding because it's not going to be on TV. And like, it's just going to be a better vibe all around.
They're the cutest. Like, her like being integrated into
her
family.
Glow up as a person. Has been insane. Yeah. Like, she went from being so unlikable and just, like, shallow, and people thought she was, like, just, like, this, like, the looks and, like, whatever, like, didn't care about anyone.
Yeah.
Now she's just so sweet, and she grew so much as a person.
Yeah. I read that, I read an interview with her, and she was saying that, or was it with SK? One of them. They were saying that she got a really bad edit with SK in the pods when he asked her to marry her. Mm-hmm. She said yes right away, but they edited it in a way where there was like a huge pause.
Yeah,
because
we didn't know what she was gonna say.
They were just basically saying that like they got like a very weird edit where they like
they made her seem worse.
Yeah,
like more hesitant.
The whole like jumping jacks thing. No. I think they like saw that editors, and they're like, let's run with this.
Yeah,
and make her
this cold
like,
person. Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
So yeah, it's interesting to like hear how things are different for them.
So I was right last episode when I said I didn't see him get intimate and we assumed they did.
Oh, yeah, you
were.
But
they didn't.
I was shocked by that. I was like,
and
wait.
She's like, we didn't like hook up until after the wedding. I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I was shook by that. I was like,
I can see maybe that was part of his like concern.
Yeah.
That they never hooked up, that she wasn't into him. Maybe that's why he said no. He didn't feel like, you know, reassured. Because he was like, there's a lot of issues that we need to work on. And, like, if there isn't that physical intimacy, you don't necessarily feel loved.
Yeah. And that was always, like, the main thing for them. So if that wasn't addressed, like, before the wedding.
Yeah. Because then he's like, is she in it for the right reasons? She's not trying to, like, you know, touch me. Like, she doesn't want to visit me. Like, does she even care about me?
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense.
Yeah, no, totally.
And I think she was just being, like, guarded and, like, unusual.
Yeah.
Because I feel like people are really thirsty to get busy right away on this show.
All of them are, like, first night.
Yeah, like, they're like, let's go.
I mean, they're, like, talking to each other for a long time in the pod.
Oh, like, so, what, like a week?
Yeah.
They're like, you're talking to someone for a week, like, for hours. And I was like, okay, that happens to all of us on, like, a dating app. Like, no one's jumping into bed.
You're talking to someone for, like, months.
Yeah, like, we're like, okay, maybe I like you.
Yeah. But I'm so happy for them. They look so cute together.
I hope they, like, stay together.
Yeah. And, like, all of their social media posts are so cute together.
I know.
Like, I had a feeling because I saw her commenting on a few of his things, and I was like, something is happening here.
I was dying when she's like, he showed me his DMs and girls sliding in, and I'm like, get out of my man's DMs, and I'm like, that makes sense. That'd be annoying because people think he's single.
100%. I mean, I bet you have like a million guys in her DMs too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, they clearly have been dating for a long time, if that happened so long ago. So, like, this whole time, he has to pretend he's single on Instagram.
Crazy. It's a long time.
Couldn't be me.
Oh, God. And what else? Let's get into the reunion. I mean, we kind of discussed some of it, but...
Okay, the shade, Nick Lachey through Jess Simpson.
Oh, my God.
I was like, that was unnecessary.
So much, like...
Yeah. I think all of his commentary is so backhanded always. He always finds a way to shade Jessica Simpson. So it's like very interesting to me.
And like knowing what we know, like how he treated her during like Newlyweds and everything, I'm like, I hate you.
Yeah. I'm like, really? You're the one to talk?
Yeah. He seems like so petty about it. Like, because she's clearly the more famous, successful one. And he feels like he's always trying to prove something by, like, mentioning her.
Like, it makes him look so bad. Like, why are you always talking shit about your ex-wife?
Just, like, be happy that you're with Vanessa and, like, you don't have to talk about Jessica.
Exactly. Like, it's not necessary. It's kind of weird. Like, have you moved on? Like, really?
And Vanessa was actually really funny. I feel like she's, like, living for the tea on this show. She's like, wait, what? Like,
she said, what? When we were watching it?
Yeah.
I was like, girl, same.
She's, like, so into
it. I bet they're watching it and they're like, well, did that just happen? It's like they know these people, so it's funny.
Yeah. No, I do like Vanessa as a host, but not so much Nick. I wish Lorna and Cameron could be hosts. They would be so good. Or like,
I wish they would bring them back for stuff.
Yeah.
And like, you know, they don't really use like the old couples as much like as they could.
Yeah, like even on
like the Bachelor franchise, Bachelor, that's such exactly. a good like job doing that.
Like they had Tayshia and what's her name?
Jesse, Rachel. Yeah, they have everyone. They always bring people back.
My mind's having a blank, but they always have everyone back.
Yeah, everyone just comes back, gives advice and like pep talk. It like makes for good TV.
Yeah,
and like also these people live through it, so like I'm sure they have advice.
They have the best advice.
Yeah. So that was interesting. Like I'm kind of sad it's over because that's literally my favorite show.
Yeah,
it is so insane.
They need more like content from the show. They do. Like it's I need short. More seasons.
It's annoying that they keep releasing, like, an episode a week. And then, like, it's annoying that, like, they don't, like, it's not enough episodes.
Yeah.
They
could I show feel like more. There needs to be more seasons for sure.
Yeah.
Frequently.
And I like when they show, like, little reunions. Like, they could, film a little reunion from the past season.
Or they can, like, take a hint from Bachelor in Paradise and do, like, Love is Blind.
Like, all the couples together on vacation. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
See how they, like, how they do. Yeah, I just feel like they haven't, like, Netflix hasn't really, like, invested into exploring
or
the
like
whole thing.
Bring all the single rejects from the pods onto an island.
Because, like, they all watch each other. I'm sure they all have, like, opinions and crushes on different people from different seasons and stuff that they could, like, want to talk to.
100%.
So, like, you know, you could all just talk now. So that was good.
We talked about the cuties thing.
I can't talk about Zay anymore. Yeah. She bothers me too much.
I think most people on the internet that I've seen are, like, on that that like side people, of the fence.
Yeah, people all acknowledge that he was like a little piece of shit in the beginning.
We're not saying like we love he's not ideal, he's not a good guy, but
she's just toxic.
Yeah.
And I just feel like the way she handles issues is not it.
It's like if you're, it's one thing if she was going to react and, but it's the lack of accountability. And then he was like,
you never said a word. For weeks, you never said a word. You never complained. You never called me out. You just waited to bring it all up on the wedding
it's
day.
It's so like it's conniving. So contrived. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, really, if you were that hurt, you would bring it up in the moment.
Yeah.
She's like, I didn't know if I was going to say no. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure you did.
Yeah.
That did not seem like it, you know. That's why she was freaking out down the aisle. She was like, oh my God, I'm like ready to break
and
up with him.
She had that whole speech prepared just right there. Yeah,
she just seems very contrived. Like everything about her seems very fake, actually, as a person.
Yeah.
And I just feel like she was just like waiting for her big like set down moment. She thought it was going to be such a moment, but like it really wasn't giving what she thought it was giving.
No.
So like people just like felt bad for Cole. He just started crying. He's like, what's going on?
Yeah, no. He was like getting bullied by everybody there.
Yeah, and he honestly, I don't think he deserved that.
And he was showing remorse. Like, yeah. if someone
like he doesn't know any better, okay. Like you're talking to him. I feel like he would have been a better person if she talked to him in the beginning and explained herself. Yeah,
but she was so just like so immature and
And I don't think he's the kind of person who learns by like someone being passive aggressive and petty toward them.
No, he needs a girl who's gonna be like, okay, positive. This is how I feel.
Like get to the point.
Yeah.
Stop like making me guess what you feel and just like, you know, like that's the kind of person he needs, like a straightforward person who's kind of like positive and encouraging.
Yeah. I don't think he's like has like horrible intentions that she thinks he has. I just think he's like immature and doesn't get it.
I think she's way more conniving than he is.
Yeah, I agree.
Or could ever be. So I just did not love that about her. I just like feel like she was giving like that whole like, I don't know, crazy girl like stereotype. She was leaning into it very hard.
Yeah.
And like there's no need for that.
Yeah.
So
not into her. I can't believe I was a fan of her in the beginning.
I know. I was so into her, but I feel like she fooled all of us.
Yeah.
Okay, so Love is Blind is done. Let's talk about Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Wow, another chaotic episode in the books. I think I say this every episode, but
the same thing, the like, dancing.
I can't.
What is happening?
Up with this? Like, I feel like I like just smoked weed after like watching. Yeah. It took psychedelics. Like, this is.
I feel like it was an acid trip. Like, what is happening? Like, why is there a choir? Why are people auditioning like it's American Idol, America's Got Talent?
One thing I was dying about was like all the friends of this episode.
They all were showed all, up.
Like fighting with each other. Like it was like survival of the friends of like who can get a snowflake.
Where's more friends? Like what's happening?
Yeah.
So Angie, how do you feel about Angie Harrington?
Oh my God, she really bothers me. She's so thirsty.
So she claims she had no idea her husband was behind this and that it should not reflect on her at all. She had nothing to do with it. It's her husband.
100%. How do you not know what your husband is doing?
When your partner is doing something, it 100% has everything to do with you.
Especially like, when it's about your relationship and your friend. Your husband would be like,
he wasn't like bullying his own coworkers. Like he's bullying your friends.
He would be like, I'm getting revenge for you. Yeah. Like he would tell her.
Exactly. Like you can't pretend you're completely innocent and have nothing to do with it. First of all, that's no loyalty to your husband, no loyalty to your friends, no loyalty
to
anyone.
She just like let her husband go and go die. Like she was just like,
she's like, okay, you can go now. Thanks. I don't know you. I'm here just saying.
My favorite though was Jen Shaw being like, her logic was like, oh yeah, if your husband does something, you're accountable for what he does. When you're in a relationship with someone, they're accountable too. You guys are in this together. And I was like, maybe you should rethink these words because you're basically saying
Coach Shaw was involved.
Yeah.
Now, we obviously know that it's some things are like hidden from your significant other. Apparently the source of your income.
Yeah,
being one of them. How do we have this beautiful big house? I don't know.
How do I have like a million Chanel bags?
I'm just awesome at my job.
A lot of unanswered questions there.
Seriously, like I see her point, but it was so hypocritical.
Yeah,
it was amazing. Like, she was just going off in her, like, beautiful pink suit and the necklace. And she's just like, ah.
It was such chaos. All of them yelling. Extra-ness. Oh, same. She's so funny. Like, the one-liners.
Yeah. And, like, you know, it's just kind of weird to me that, like, this episode kind of made it seem like Heather had no loyalty to anyone. And she was just, like, kind of like, oh, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Everyone's here for me.
Cool. No, Heather really is, like, rubbing me the wrong way lately.
She just, like, it seems like she has no fucks to give.
Yeah. She just, like, gives, the fact that she was, like, sitting on Angie Harrington's lap after, like, knowing this whole thing. And I'm just like, you're not going to, like, take the other side here and, like, stand up for what's right. This is a man creating a Finsta account. Like, how are you not seeing fault in this?
Why are you not calling her out? Why are you not asking questions? Like, unless you knew about it, like, what's happening?
Yeah. Are you involved in this too?
Yeah. Like, she just gives this whole, like, I'm too tired and too busy to care about all of your problems. I'm just done with it. I'm expanding my business and I don't have time for this.
Okay. I have to ask, the beauty lab and laser, like, new
expansion,
it looks huge. I'm wondering, like, did the Jen Shaw sprinter van thing, like, did that bring more business or something? Because
I mean, the show looked
like a whole shopping mall.
I just feel like the show brings so much business to them. I mean, I'm not sure how, because I wouldn't say that the women on the show, all of them have exceptional work done. Like, I want to know who goes to beauty bar.
I feel like Jen Shaw says it, it's like her stop.
Yeah, that would be no for me.
Yeah. I think so too.
I want to go where Meredith and Lisa go.
Yeah.
Or Whitney. I think Whitney goes too, actually.
Lisa definitely never went before.
No. Like, I mean, I love that her business is booming. You know, she deserves the success. Like, I love to see her, like, kill it. And the expansion obviously makes sense. Like, I mean, every time someone joins a housewife show, their business booms and they start expanding. So, like, that's awesome. Clearly, that's the part of the reason, main appeal why people go on the show.
Exactly.
If they have something to promote. So, like, I love that. And I just feel like she checked out of the drama. And then, like, it was kind of, like, crazy to me that, like, Whitney came to her house, was trying to talk to her and, like, explain herself and, like, be like, hey, like, you know, let's talk about this shit. And, like, Heather was just like, nope.
She was like, I'm not done. She threw off her mic pack and was like, I'm out.
Done with it. Like, she was just like, has, like, very short patience, I feel like, for all of it.
Yeah. I wish she just, like, stood up for her cousin a little bit more. Like, I know she's going through shit, but, like, she stands up for the wrong people at the wrong times. Like, she's ride or die for Jen Shaw usually,
but not now.
Yeah, but now she's with Angie Harrington. It's like she chooses the worst people to stand up for.
Also, her choices don't make any sense.
Yeah,
like the timing of her choices, like the timing of her loyalties, like none of it makes sense. Like, why this person and not that person? Why now? Why not yesterday? Like, what?
Yeah, I don't
she's
understand.
A conundrum.
Oh, Heather, we love her for her lines, let's just say that. She's
funny,
brings some, like, comedic genius to the show, but
she kind of reminds me of Marisol in that sense. Yeah, with the whole one-liners and, like, you know, blowies and cockies.
Yeah, but she's, like, checked out
for, but, like, she's just
when,
like, checked out
when drama involves her. She's like, that's why she does so poorly at the reunions. Like, she's
she can't
always
handle it.
Like, if people are throwing shots at her, she can't handle
she can't handle it all. She can't, like, accept, like, the stuff she gives.
Exactly.
Like, it's kind of weird, actually. Now that you say it, I really notice it.
The reunions? She's
horrible. She always loses at the reunion. She always looks the most, like, unhinged and unstable because she just can't handle herself.
Yeah.
Like, she gets too emotional and too, like, heat up. It's just, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel
not
like...
not loving Heather this season.
No. Lisa Barlow saying, I'm very important to God.
Oh, my God. Is that not the most Lisa Barlow-ism
it's
ever?
Amazing. I want to put on a shirt.
Honestly, everything this woman says is, like, should be merch on worthy. Like, she should have her own merch line. Like,
she's
she
so
would
funny. She'd make
kill
a killing.
It. I'm obsessed with her. Like, if I could have her on my TV every day, I would be
she's just so watchable.
Yeah.
It's like she's not even that likable. She's just watchable.
She's like a parody of, like, a real housewife.
Because it's like how is she real?
I feel like she doesn't understand how, like, crazy the things that she says are. She's like, not in on the joke. You know what I mean?
I feel like, yeah, exactly. Like, I just feel like she's not, like, laughing at us. She's more like, why is everyone laughing? What did I say? And it's just so funny because I'm like, what world do you live in that you act like this and it's, like, normal? And, like, and just, like, she continues to act amazing.
She's hilarious.
Like, I can't even put a word to, like, how she acts and what it's like. Like, it's not crazy. It's just, like, I don't have the word for it.
Yeah.
Like, she leaves me speechless every time. I'm like, are you real?
She is TV gold.
She is. She's super, super entertaining. You know, Meredith was like very like whatever this episode. Like,
oh my god! Okay, we need to talk about the bathtub scene.
Why is it always a bathtub?
I don't know why we were subjected to that. I am scarred. I'm gonna have to go to therapy.
Oh my god! The finger and butthole conversation.
Seth say that you're in my taint or whatever. I just like will never be able to unsee that.
Like, I don't need to see Seth in a bathtub.
Like Meredith's bathtub scenes when she was solo, that was iconic. I don't need to see you guys together talking about buttholes. Like, that's just not.
Like, it was just a lot. They're trying to have a serious conversation, and he's like, oh, your finger's up there. Like, what's happening?
It's way too much. Way too much for TV.
I don't know what her thing with bathtubs is.
Between that and Whitney and her like pain scene last season, it's like Salt Lake City is a little bit too much information for me.
What is her obsession with bathtubs? I don't get it.
She likes to just engage.
That makes sense. I guess she's just floating. She's like, I'm done. I do like that she did not put up her hand when Lisa Barlow asked who's my friend.
I was like, finally, we're getting over this drama.
Yeah, because I fully expected her to. I was like, oh my God, Meredith is going to be like me.
Yeah. I'm a little bit bored of Lisa Barlow's like storyline, actually. Even though she has like all of these amazing comments and she's so funny, I feel like her storyline this season is really boring. Like, she keeps just talking about how her family is all divorced and like, woe is me. And it's like, am I really supposed to care about
you're not divorced. Divorced. What are you upset about? Siblings? Like, you're crying about it as if like you're the one going through divorce. We don't know your siblings. You've never shown them. Why are we discussing their personal lives? Like, it's just like doesn't make any sense
for like multiple episodes.
Yeah, like okay, one comment is fine. Like, this is happening to my family, cool. But then like she's like, why is every woman in our family divorced? And I'm like, you're not divorced. What's your issue? Are you planning on divorce? Like what's happening? Like
it's very strange.
It's not like some weird family curse. Like, it's just stats.
And don't you have like 5 siblings or something?
Like, yeah, like a lot of siblings, and like. Obviously some of you will get divorced. Yeah. Like, that's normal.
I don't want to hear any more of that. I mean, it's just boring me to death.
Makes no sense. And then she was like going on and on about how like she needs to like get in touch with her faith, and I'm just like, really? More?
Yeah. I don't understand.
Like, I just don't get it. I feel like she needs a storyline. I feel like it kind of like, I think she's trying to like stay away from having a storyline because of the whole scandal last season and like the finale and everything that happened. So it was like a lot for her, and like people turned on her, like the public, her friends, everyone. So now she's like trying to be not problematic, but it's just like there's, she's still involved in drama.
Oh, she manages to get herself involved in like, but in every the weirdest way. Thing. Yeah.
Just like strange, like super involved, but like no one's interested.
Yeah. I was dying when her and Lisa were talking, and Lisa and Whitney were talking, and they were both just like making everything about themselves. Like, they were like, but wait, no, my family has drama. Like, and then Lisa's like, no, but my family's all divorced.
It's the one-upping. So it's just like,
okay. Okay. Like, can you listen to the other person? And
both
like,
have trauma.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's happening. Like, the whole park scene was so random. First of all, they were playing basketball with their sons. And I literally was like, I turned to my boyfriend and I was like, I cannot be a boy mom. This is not happening. I'm not doing this. I'm like, if that's what I'm expected to do, I'm not doing it.
Honestly, a lot of this episode I wanted to
it was filler.
Fast forward.
Yeah. There wasn't a lot happening.
It was like weird stuff happening, but not interesting.
I wonder if he knows we own Vita Tequila.
Like,
I don't think he cares.
No,
it's not
nobody
like
cares.
It's on Casamigos. Like, I don't
know.
She's
acting happening. Like she's Beyonce. Like, I wonder if they know.
They know who we are. And I'm like, okay. I
the
feel
way
like
she said her name, Lisa Barlow. Like,
two for Barlow. Have you ever tried Vita Tequila?
No, nor no. have I ever
seen it for sale
anywhere.
I don't know where I can get it. I'd love to try it.
Yeah, like, I've never
Lisa,
seen
can
it
you send
in
us
a
some
restaurant?
Like, I'd love to try.
Is it only sold in Salt Lake City?
Only when she gives blowies for it? I don't know. Like, what's happening?
We need to go to a jazz game.
Seriously. I would love to try it. I'm so curious how it tastes because she keeps talking about it. And she, like, makes it sound like it's, like, the best tequila in the world. Yeah. But I'm like, why is it not sold anywhere else?
Yeah.
Why doesn't Total Wines carry it?
Very confused.
Like, I'm just dying to try it. I feel like Heather and Whitney are at a point where they don't know why they're mad at each other.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they're mad at each other at this point.
Honestly, like, I'm so tired of that whole drama. Like, Whitney, I think, continuously wants to create more drama, and so does Heather. And they're just like,
I feel like they feel like they need this airtime, otherwise they will get, like,
bored.
Replaced, because, yeah, like, no one's bringing anything.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, the same stale drama that they go on and on about for 5 episodes. And it's, like, 1 episode's enough. We're good. We saw this.
We don't need to rehash like it every single episode.
Exactly. No one's, like, bringing receipts. No one's, like, bringing any new info. It's just, like, very boring.
Yeah, I feel like Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is, like, it's more of an ensemble cast. There's not, like, an anchor on the cast. And sometimes I wish there was because I feel like all these,
who's like an anchor?
Like
Kyle?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because she's the OG.
Yeah. Or like you would say Lisa Vanderpump would have been one. Or
100%.
I don't know. I just feel like they all have little boring side stories that I wish there was, like.
I feel like, none of them have enough going on.
Yeah.
For it to be truly dramatic. So all the little petty dramas that they're trying to make a big deal, it's not like really as entertaining as some other things.
Yeah.
I feel like they say like horrible things to each other randomly, but like none of it like really like they don't focus on the right drama.
Yeah. It's all kind of just like light fluff with Salt Lake City, I feel like.
They should just name it Escaping Mormonism. Because that's the whole theme of the show.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.